Hi, I'm Ashley, and you are listening and watching Confidence in Coffee. What if I was to tell you that you can find confidence despite any of your circumstances, good or bad? I'm going to help you navigate the waters of womanhood, whatever season that is in. Whether it's marriage, singleness, or you're drowning in children, I'm going to help you find confidence and hope through Christ. I'm going to leave you with plenty of encouragement and practical tips to overcome those limiting beliefs so you can live a life well. Plus, you know we're going to find a few laughs along the way. So grab your favorite cup of coffee and join me as we chat confidence and coffee.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Confidence and Coffee. Welcome back. If you're listening on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. If you are listening anywhere else, Google, Apple, Spotify, Podcast Nation, I don't know. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. So I'm excited about our topic today, and it is something that I daily have to exercise. I always, for many, many years, have struggled with self-worth and identity from a childhood of abuse, a life of abuse. I never really actually had any self-worth till I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And still to this day, I get challenged with asking myself these questions, and I have to remind myself who I am. And, you know, recently I was like praying to the Lord, and I had this revelation. It was that I had actually never asked God myself. I ask it for other people, or I've said words like, Lord Jesus, let me have your eyes. Let me see people the way you do. Let me hear people the way you do. Let me speak the way you speak. I never asked that for myself. I actually never asked God to let me see myself the way he does. Not once. And he revealed that to me the other day. And I believe in that a lot of bondage and chains were broken. I started to truly see myself the way he sees me and also live in that. And so if I was ever challenged, like I said, if I was ever challenged to question my worth, to question what God called me to do, I would always go back to him. I would always go back to who he says I am and that he's with me and that he's got my back. And that's good. That's enough. So it's so comforting when we know who we are in Christ, right? It's not just empowering, it's super comforting. And so today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about five things to do if you also have struggled with self-worth. I believe women in particularly struggle with this way worse than men. Men are more simple-minded, though they do struggle with their self-worth. I've spoken to men that have struggled with this. And all we can do is pray. I know my brother has, and it's heartbreaking to watch men also struggle. It's heartbreaking to watch anybody struggle with this, but women in particular have this pressure put on them by culture in the world. And also we put pressure on ourselves because of the way we were raised up. You know, women are to do more and to look a certain way and to talk a certain way. And so it's a constant battle within, right? Wouldn't you agree? And so I remember the first time I heard the word self-worth. You know, I was a high school dropout, not once but twice, and I actually didn't pay much attention in school. I had other priorities, like wanting to belong or trying to survive from my abusive parents. And I didn't pay much attention unless the teacher, you know, was really invested in me, or if I loved it. You know, some teachers loved me and saw through the pain, and some didn't and thought I was rebellious. And I was. I had very rebellious moments because I didn't really care about myself. And so growing up and finding God was the very first time that I heard the word self-worth. I actually never knew what that meant. Knowing my worth, knowing my self-worth. And you would think it's simple, right? Or knowing my identity, right? You would think that those things are simple things that we should just absolutely know, but we don't. We don't know when you're living a life. I know for me, I didn't know that I didn't care about myself. I didn't purposely say you're worthless. I just lived in that. I identified in that. It was the actions. It was the way that I was founded. And so God had to break all of that off and reestablish that. And that's where I discovered what self-worth really was and it why it matters. And see, self-worth and self-esteem, or self-esteem, I've heard that, right? It is a sense of one's own value as a human being. Simply put, it's the opinions we have about who we are. It is the opinion about who we are. Self-worth matters because we tend to live our lives based on the core attitudes and thoughts we have about ourselves. If we have a low sense of self-worth, we won't truly be happy, no matter what we do to try to fill the void. We all have innate desires, right? To be loved, to belong, to matter, to be something in this world. We were created that way. However, if we search for love and acceptance in the wrong places, we will always come up short. Always. It'll never be enough. And there's no magic program, no motivational speaker, no new diet, no new boyfriends or girlfriends, brand new clothes, wealth that can help us feel loved or accomplished or like we belong. The wanting and the love and the accepting comes from Jesus alone, alone. Now, we can use those things if we don't know who we are in Christ to try to fulfill that void. And sometimes we don't recognize that we're doing it. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's waiting for somebody to like your picture or your post. We have to be careful about that. Because where we should be finding our self-worth is in Jesus. Colossians 3:1-4 says this: if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ is who your life appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Our worth is wrapped in who Jesus is. So we have to know who he is and what he did for us on the cross. He died and he rose to bring us freedom. We also die to our old life and rose to a brand new life in Christ. We are daughters of God and the King of the universe. We are princesses to a king. And there is a God-sized void in our hearts that only he can fill. This is why our hearts naturally desire to glorify God. The deepest parts of us know that we need God. The thing is, when we fill God's space with other things, we come up empty because nothing else can satisfy the longing our hearts like he can. Why do so many women struggle with self-worth? There are so many reasons why women struggle with this. And we sometimes struggle with it because of the pressures of society, high expectations from family and friends, childhood struggles brought into adulthood, or even the desire to please a significant other, whether that's a boyfriend or even a friend, a pastor even. I lived off of that. I lived off wanting to please other people. And in turn, it was never enough because I couldn't. And because it wasn't their place to do that. The thing is, these are just symptoms of an underlying cause. We put other things in Jesus's place. I put man on the throne where God needed to be. And it caused confusion in my life. Remember when I said there's a God-sized void in your life that only he can fill? In your heart, Well, sometimes we unknowingly stuff other things inside and leave no room for God. I've been guilty of this. He is the one we need. He takes us by the hand and he teaches us about our worth according to his word. But if we are consuming everything else but his truth, we will definitely struggle to find our self-worth. The question is this. Who or what are you putting in God's place? It could be causing you to have a low sense of self-worth. I struggle with self-worth when I put my anxious thoughts about myself in God's place. It's mostly when I'm surrounded by new people. I get really nervous and I start to think about all the possible ways that I could say or do something wrong in the moment. And I still sometimes struggle with this. So you see, I am really outspoken and bubbly. And that can be a lot for people. I've been known to be a lot or too much. She's too much, Ashley is. And I start to believe horrible lies about myself that do not line up with God's truth. So here's a picture of what my thought process can be like. And this is daily. They won't like me. They don't like me. I'm not good enough for them. They're so much better. I won't fit in. I won't be accepted. I'm not smart enough. I'm not qualified enough. I'm not at the level that they're at. What if I don't belong? Do any of these sound familiar to you? Well, I'm empathetic towards you because I know how that feels. Truthfully, my self-worth in the moment quickly disappears when I stop focusing on myself. He deserves the glory, not me or my anxious thoughts. I'm going to say that again. My struggle with self-worth in the moment quickly disappears when I stop focusing on myself. He deserves the glory, not me or my anxious thoughts. We have to stop focusing on ourselves in those moments and focusing on God. That's what helps me. When I'm in a moment and I'm tempted to think those things, I immediately go to, God called me here. God says I'm enough. I can talk about God because of what he's done in my life. And this isn't a one-day fix. Because you will still subconsciously look for the validation of other people, even when you say that. What do they think about that? Did I say it wrong? Do I sound stupid? It'll be constant. And you have to take the moment and process through the moment and take those thoughts to Christ because you're going to think them. For me, I know I still do. When I'm on a call with somebody or when I'm in a group of amazing people I've had the opportunity to meet and connect with, those thoughts try to creep in. And if I start to spin and I can't stop them in the moment, I take them to God. I take them to Christ. I take my thoughts and my feelings to him in prayer, in his word, and I speak to myself. And I'm like, God, I thought this today. Would you please help me with this thought? Comfort me. Remind me who you are in my life, who I am to you and what you've called me to do. You know how many times Moses went to God and just constantly was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. Do you know how many times Peter did that? Do you know how many times Jacob, you know, like constantly he was wrestling with God. That's why they changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And God is so patient with us when we do that. He's so patient when we take these struggles and we take these doubts and we take these weaknesses to him. He walks us through it. Because the reality is this. We're not giving up on God because we're not giving up on ourselves, right? We're walking. We're not believing them. We don't believe these lies, but we struggle with them and we feel them and they're very real. But ask yourself at the end of the day, who gets the last word in your life? Now, you're probably thinking, what is the cure for our struggles with self-worth? The Bible says this in Mark 12:30-31. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart. Say it with me, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I don't think I'm the only one who struggles with self-worth from being overly focused on myself. We are often our biggest enemy in the fight for victory against a low sense of self-worth. If you notice, Jesus speaks often about loving God and others. He speaks very little about self-love. Don't get me wrong. Self-love is important. Self-care is important, but it's also very natural for us, right? Don't believe me? Well, take any measure to make ourselves happy. We desire comfort. We love the status quo. We avoid pain and we seek instant gratification. The truth is, we naturally love ourselves, even if the love we have for ourselves isn't the healthiest. And that's where I found myself. That was the revelation. I loved myself. I loved what I did. I wanted all of those things. But my love for myself wasn't healthy because it wasn't real and it wasn't founded in truth. So I constantly failed. If we want to practice true self-love, okay, and strengthen our sense of self-worth, we should put God and others before us. Think about it. If we decide to spend our energy trying to welcome others, we won't have time to feel unwelcome. If we try to love others, we won't have time to worry about not feeling loved. If we give to others, we stop worrying about what we lack. The less we focus on ourselves, die to ourselves, pick up our cross, the more we see Christ. And here's the thing with that. That's a vulnerable thing to do because you're putting yourself out there to get hurt. It's the opposite. God is such an opposite God, right? He doesn't really do things traditionally the way religion would tell you. So what should you do if you struggle with self-worth? Love your neighbor as yourself. As I mentioned earlier, loving on someone else is a great way to win the struggle with self-worth. Ask God, what does that look like in this season of your life? What does it look like to love someone else? You begin to think less about yourself and more about the other person. And suddenly you're no longer worrying so much about whether you're enough or not. You're simply trying to help someone else feel welcomed and loved. You know, what's great about struggling with self-worth in my past and even now is that I can see it in someone else and I can connect with them in that way. I can relate with them. I can feel them. I can see them in a crowd and I have such a strong desire to go and love on them and make them feel comfortable. And I love cheering people on. But what if our love isn't reciprocated? What if they don't accept our love? What if our love is rejected? What if they don't like us cheering them on? Well, you're tested in that moment because if they don't do that and you start to then, well, what did I do? Da, 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 da. You can stop yourself. I've done this. And you're like, you know what? It's the right thing to do. doesn't matter if they received it, if they didn't want it. I can't reflect it back on myself. I can only give it to Christ. I can only reflect it to God. And in doing that, we have to receive God's love for ourselves. Many of us are very familiar with loving others, and we love them well. Yet we struggle to receive God's love. If you struggle with self-worth, let go of everything that makes you feel like you're not good enough. What does that look like? What does it look like to let go and to press into His love? The more of God's love you receive, the more worthy you'll feel as you begin to see yourself as He sees you. So the ways to do that is to read God's word. The best way to receive God's love is by reading His word. It tells about the sacrifice Jesus made for you willingly, laying down His life for you on the cross. It tells how far God would go to rescue you, telling you, read it, what He did for the Israelites, even when they were grumbling and worshiping other gods. He will leave the 99 just for the one lost sheep. That kind of love. It's transformative. Transformable. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by God's word. The more you read, the more you will begin to believe. Your beliefs about God and what He says about you will transform you from feeling unworthy to knowing that you are worthy always. Speak God's truth until you believe it. Next, speak God's truth over your life. It's not enough to just read. You need to declare it too. Write it on your mirror. The reality is, thoughts of unworthiness will come up, but if you declare God's word over those, over yourself, those thoughts will not be able to overwhelm you. I have my kids say this every day. I am a child of God. I have the living, breathing, resurrected Jesus' spirit living within me. I am loved. I have purpose. God called me. Whatever that is for you, speak it. Remember this. Growth is a process. Growth is a process, and you won't be perfect the first time. You'll fall down, but simply get back up again and again. Keep trusting God to transform your thoughts and emotions, to mirror His truth. The truth is, you are worthy because God says you are. Spend time with Him. Let His word transform how you see yourself. Start loving God with your whole heart, with everything that you are, with everything that you have. And start loving your neighbor as yourself. Give, serve, and welcome others. While it won't be in its instantaneous, God will help you recognize and walk confidently in the truth about your worth in Him. If you found this helpful today, if you found this encouraging in any way, share it. Tell a friend. Leave a review and a rating. You know, your girl's going to ask. I want you to remember, and I'm speaking to myself today, that God loves us, and that is enough. It is enough. Even if you don't love yourself, His love is enough. So give yourself grace today. Look in the mirror. If you're not able yet to say you love yourself, truly love yourself the way God loves you, then just say, God loves me. It's enough. Love you guys, and I will see you next Tuesday with Confidence and Coffee. And while you're at it, I don't know if you knew, but we have a new community. It's called the Inner Circle of Confidence and Coffee, and it is an 8-week program where we are going to establish confidence, limiting beliefs within what's keeping that confidence. We're going to talk about identity, self-worth. We're going to talk about calling, creating boundaries to understand what your calling is. We're going to talk about your gifts, hearing God's voice, finding clarity. And then in that community, you're also going to be able to access 2 retreats with me and hang out with me. Yeah. Celebrate everything you learned. And so if you want more information about the Inner Circle of Confidence Coffee, everything that it has to offer, because there's so much more, then I will leave a link in the show notes where you can go and check out what that is and schedule a chat for me for free. Just want to chit chat about your goals, maybe create a roadmap and see if it is a great fit for you to be in the community and beneficial to you. I love you guys, and I will see you next Tuesday.